WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The makers of the popular French film Delicatessen have a new film called The City of Lost Children. It's a fantasy set in some unnamed future. Guest critic Steve Weinberg has this review.
The bizarrely compelling French film The City of Lost Children is like a fairy tale made by German expressionists. Here's the story. A pair of evil Siamese twins, schoolmistressy versions of the wicked witch sisters from The Wizard of Oz, tyrannize a crew of orphans, forcing them to steal and bring home the goods. The most ingenious and independent of the kids, sober-faced Miette, played by Judith Vitae, runs away, joining forces with an ex-circus strongman named One, Ron Perlman of TV's Beauty and the Beast. One is in search of another child in bondage, his adopted kid brother, who has been kidnapped by a gang of one-eyed men, the Cyclops, and brought to a lab where a miserable scientist hooks himself up to sleeping children in order to steal their dreams. So far, he's been unsuccessful. He scares them so badly that all he can siphon off from their teeming brains is their nightmares. The story has elements of Dickens. The foggy, waterlogged setting evokes the French poetic filmmakers of the 30s, like Marcel Carnet, and the distinctly futurist atmosphere recalls more recent Hollywood fantasies like Blade Runner, and especially Brazil. It's as if the filmmakers, Marc Caro and Jean-Pierre Jeunet, who share directing credit and co-wrote the screenplay with Gilles Adrien, screened all their favorite movies and then concocted an amalgam of bits from them. Logically, the film shouldn't work, especially since Jeunet and Caro are hopeless with actors, and they're not great about telling the tale clearly. What they can do is create astonishing image after astonishing image and sustain a mood of enchanted melancholy. And even if you can identify the sources, Jeunet and Caro, their cinematographer, Darius Kanji, and their set designer, Jean Rabas, bring a distinctive texture to these visuals. Jeunet and Caro had a popular and critical success with their last movie, Delicatessen, which was like Sweeney Todd, directed by Jacques Tati, the famous French farceur who wanted to aestheticize slapstick. But I found it far worse than the dullest Tati, overplanned, overacted, unpleasantly hyperbolic. This time, Jeunet and Caro have thought in terms of images, rather than just the mechanics of setting up a sequence. And they were smart enough to build in a strong emotional undercurrent to galvanize the images. The relationship between the strong man and the worldly wise child. The movie is full of strange moments that linger in your head, like a glimpse of the twins frying up dinner in tandem. One shovels food into her mouth, the other makes tasting noises. Or a shot of oil drips, illuminating the sludgy green river like chunks of phosphorus. These visuals are set against a lovely score by Angelo Badalamenti, best known for his work with David Lynch, and they give off potent exotic fumes, the kind a viewer can get high on.
Steve Weinberg writes for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross. I'm Terry Gross.